Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And welcome to December. And when I say welcome to December, wow, what a start to this month. We're going to talk about December football tonight with Coach Andy Reid. We'll have punter Matt Ariza on with us later in the show. But on this first night of December, we had to pivot. Because of the weather in Kansas City and the metro area today, we had to move the show into the studio tonight. So our apologies to everyone and to the folks at Hy-Vee at Olathe on 151st and Black Bob. That's the school nearest Olathe South High School. They do an incredible job when we have the show there. And we have had the best crowds in the decades that we've had the Chiefs Kingdom shows on site, especially since we've been going to the Hy-Vee stores. We've had the best crowds yet. Every week, it's been consistent. So to move the show to the studio tonight, apologies to you all, but we were thinking of all of you and your safety on a night where it's been discouraged to be out and about. Tonight, we were going to have the Brick, the best ref in Kansas, Luz, to come to this location to the show. In fact, he was going to come. He's working a game tonight, and he was going to be there after the game. We had a group coming from Pilot Grove, Missouri, some alumni group, and they had to turn around and go back. And we have folks that come sometimes as far as 3 hours away, Stafford, Kansas, Savannah, Missouri. But tonight, we're doing it in studio. Now, we look forward to next Monday night because after a Sunday home game, we see a lot of fans that come from large, long distances away that stay over after the game and come to the Monday night show. We expect that next week after the Sunday night game against the Houston Texans. But tonight we're in studio and we're going to talk about attacking December on this evening. I put it out on Twitter earlier today on X that Andy Reid is 40-12 as the Kansas City Chiefs head coach in the month of December. That's a phenomenal stat. We know about Andy's record after byes. We know how good he is coming out of the gate in September normally. But in December is when he has his best work, 40-12. Patrick Mahomes, since he became the QB1, working with Coach Reid, 25-6 from 2018 until last year. 25-6. There have been five undefeated Kansas City Chiefs Decembers under Andy Reid. Four of those with Patrick Mahomes, and then one with Coach before Patrick became the QB1. Now, we know it's paramount. The Chiefs are 6-6. The AFC is scrambled and loaded. There are hot teams. New England is playing tonight. They have 9 straight wins. The Broncos pulled one out in overtime at Washington last night. They have 9 straight wins. And you could argue the hottest team in the AFC will be visiting the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football, because the Houston Texans have got an excellent defense, with Denver probably the best defense in the National Football League. That has been steady all throughout the regular season. It's now the offense that's starting to catch up. And with C.J. Stroud even admitting after the game last night and their win over the Indianapolis that he's getting rid of the rust, it's dangerous to the rest of the league. The Texans started 0-3. They were only averaging 12.7 points a game. They are 7-2 since then, averaging 25 points a game. In Houston, trying to make history. They made the playoffs after starting 0-3 in 2018. They're trying to do it again. And no team has ever done it twice in NFL history to make the playoffs after starting 0-3. A reminder, we're not at Hy-Vee tonight. We wish we were at Hy-Vee in Olathe, 151st and Black Bob. But as always, I want to remind you, you can score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs, because big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game, after the Sunday night game against the Texans, and you can earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score and based on the amount you spend. If the Chiefs score 42 points, that would be a nice sum against Houston, because they're only giving up 17 points a game. They're number one in the league in that category. But you can save, if the Chiefs score 42 points, you can save 42 cents a gallon with any $42 purchase. The point is, the more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game, only at Hy-Vee. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. But we have the largest network in the National Football League. We're talking tonight to 117 stations. Our great affiliates are terrific and amazing. And there's a Hy-Vee store in many of those affiliate communities or the cities that are the flagship station of their area that are on this network. Hy-Vee is awesome during the holidays. Many of you will be hosting. Some of you will be headed to a potluck and want to take something to represent your family. Hy-Vee is the perfect place during the holidays to make that happen. They are great in the way that they approach and the specials that they have during the holidays. I'll talk about the Chiefs Kingdom Bundle. It's my favorite thing during the holidays. In fact, after the show, we're at the intergalactic headquarters of the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. There's a Hy-Vee very close to us. I might just grab a Hy-Vee Kingdom Bundle before I head home tonight after the show. But anyway, score the savings with Hy-Vee. They are your holiday headquarters at the Hy-Vees in your communities. Now, one thing I do want to mention, just going back to Thursday's game, the Thanksgiving Day loss to the Dallas Cowboys, Patrick Mahomes had a passer rating against the Cowboys in that game of 129.7. It's the 61st time that Patrick Mahomes has had a rating of 100 plus since 2017 in the final game of that year when he became the starter, beat the Denver Broncos. 61 times. He's had a passer rating of 100+. That is second in National Football League history. Travis Kelce kept his streak going. 186 straight games with a reception. That dates all the way back to September 7, 2014. And in fact, it kind of slipped under us. I did a minute with Mitch on this on both radio and television a couple weeks ago. When DeAndre Hopkins visited here with the Baltimore Ravens and got shut out with the catch, he had the longest streak. But that opened the door for Kelce to take that over. And Kelce is behind right now. But if he does lead tight ends in receiving this year, he'll be the oldest player to do it in NFL history, eclipsing the record of Pete Retzlaff of the Eagles back in 1965. But tonight, we want to get you ready for December football. The Chiefs need to win. Everyone knows that. Patrick Mahomes said that after the game against Dallas. The Chiefs are 6-6, looking up at a good amount of teams in the AFC. But I've also laid out for you, December in many ways has been Coach Reid's best month as the Kansas City Chiefs head coach. And Patrick Mahomes, with a 25-6 record, is going to come into this Houston Texan game with guns blazing. When we come back, we are going to check in with head coach Andy Reid and get his thoughts on December football, what it takes to win and why the Chiefs have won, and what he thinks they'll need to do to win starting Sunday night against Houston. We come back, Andy Reid, after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Kareem Hunt in the game. Kansas City third down. Less than a yard for a touchdown, leading 6-3. 4:42 to go in the first half. Hunt trying to plow right side. Touchdown! Kansas City! Kareem Hunt, his sixth career playoff touchdown. Looking for his first win in the divisional round. And the Chiefs do taste the sweet nectar of the end zone.
All right, everybody, again tonight we've had to pivot because of the weather. Normally, we were going to be at the Olathe Hy-Vee at 151st and Black Bob. We're at in studio tonight as we get ready to attack December, and that'll be the theme of the entire week for me and in this conversation with head coach Andy Reid, who joins us now. First of all, Coach, great to have you with us tonight under these inclement conditions. But I want to ask you, because it's you've got AAF, Andy's Air Force, and I'm going to make this Attack December Football, ADF. You have had an incredible record in December as head coach.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
To the Chiefs. Four undefeated Decembers with Pat as the QB1, 25-6 with Pat being the quarterback, and then 15-6 before that. That puts you 40-12 in Decembers. I want to ask you tonight about attacking December football and what it takes to win and for us to rally starting this week with Houston.
Yeah, so we look forward to this time of the year, obviously, but it's we understand the urgency that's needed in December. We understand the urgency that's needed where we sit right now. We know we've got to eliminate a couple of the mistakes that we've got going here, or opportunities, take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to us that we haven't been able to do. And then it's a different story. So we've got to just focus in on that, cleaning a few things up, and we should be good. But you can't lose the part about playing hard. I've told the fellows before they left for a couple of days that the effort's not the issue. It's been a couple of penalties and the turnover, or having an opportunity for a turnover that we didn't take advantage of. It's those things that we've got to fix, you know. So we get rid of the penalties, we take advantage of some of these opportunities, and then it's a different game. These games are so close right now, and you got to figure out those little things and make sure you fix those.
And getting off the field on third and long, what about that in December football when everything seems to – it's almost like the playoffs before the playoffs.
Sure, yeah. Third down's a big thing, both sides of the ball. You got to stay on the field on the offensive side, and in the simplest form, get off the field on the defensive side, and that takes everybody. So it takes a pass rush. It takes if it's a blitz, it's making sure everybody's doing the right thing on the blitz and with their execution. If it's not, then you got to do a great job in coverage. And then you've got the term the defensive guys use is you got to plaster the guy for the duration of the play and until the play's over. And so all of those things become part of this thing. And on the offensive side, that you got that continuity there where everybody's on the same page, where you can shoot small windows and feel confident in doing it.
I'm going to ask you physical, mental, emotional, three different categories here in attacking December football. Physically, I'm not going to ask you specific injuries. We were down three guys. We lost three guys. We lost two on the offensive line. But physically right now, everybody in this league who plays is beaten up in one way, shape, or form. To be ready to go physically, to kind of reboot here for our team and what you've studied in successful December teams, what has to happen physically?
Yeah, well, I mean, all the guys that would possibly not play, we've got guys that in those positions that have started football games for us, so, and we've won football games with them, so there's no excuse for that. The guys step in and they go if needed, and we roll. So that's always been my philosophy, and that's how I feel now. And if it's a new guy that has to play, I feel the same way. If you're on that roster, you better get yourself ready to go, you know. Never know when you're going to be called upon, and you better be ready.
I see you prepare for that as early as March and April, mentally, this time of year. Now, some teams are in front, some teams are chasing. We're trying to fight to get in there. Mentally, to approach December football, what does it take?
Sure. Well, you've got to maintain a focus and a want to. If you do that, then you're going to take care of paying attention in meetings. You're going to take care of paying attention on the practice field. You're going to take care of each play. You're going to learn from it. If it doesn't work out the way you wanted it, you learn from it and move on to the next one, even better than you were the last one. So you keep that kind of mentality at this time of the year, and anything's possible.
Emotionally, and I'm going to throw in the world we live in now. I talk to coaches across the country. It's all this noise that comes in. Like, there's more noise than ever. Emotionally, to attack December football and to win December football when there's kind of this negative pull or all this noise.
Yeah, earmuffs and blinders, man. Put the earmuffs on, don't hear anything, don't listen to all that garbage, and then you put blinders on, trust the guy next to you, and go play.
And how difficult is that to do for guys, especially young guys?
In today's world, it's not an easy thing. I mean, these guys were raised with cell phones and you know, the media and all that stuff. So it's but at the same time, you learn to turn it off and stay focused. And when people say stay focused, that's what they're saying. Take care of the things you can control, and that's what we all need to do.
Love that. Tonight we were going to be live at Olathe. A guy that comes in that area is calling the best ref in Kansas. He's an awesome official. And I'm not going to ask about specific calls, but I do want to ask you about December football and crews. Crews are different. They're human. And I'm not going to criticize officiating, but the football that I watched all weekend, just like defensive pass interference, it feels like it's fluid. Almost goes crew to crew and game to game. How much do you have to adjust to separate crews or different crews?
Yeah, the league spends a lot of time on working on trying to make that consistent over the year. I mean, I've been in it a long time, so that's the subject that comes up every year. And they're always working on trying to be consistent throughout. So sometimes it gets done, sometimes it doesn't. I'm not always going to agree with it. They don't expect you to always agree with their calls, but there's some that are, you try to find a balance in there. From a coaching standpoint, listen, I want whatever is best for the game, which ends up being there are going to be some things that go in your way. But if it's best for the game, that means everybody gets an equal opportunity and to win and play. And there's a consistency there. So I think the best way to get that is coaches and keep open communication with the league on what they agree with and don't disagree, and what they disagree with, don't agree with and agree with, and then likewise with the officials. You know, so that as a coach, you can go teach your players what the rules are, and those are consistent. And then you know the officials can officiate those rules and be consistent. So it's kind of equal opportunity on both sides. But the best thing to do is both sides learn and then come to a mutual point there where it's equal opportunity for both sides.
Man, interesting, and thank you for that answer. Houston, this team right now you can say is the hottest team in the league. They've won four in a row. But I ask you about this defense. In watching them and studying them, the league's best in many ways. What do you see in there, and how do we have to prepare to win the first game we have in four December games against these guys?
Sure. D'Amico does a nice job as the head coach. He was also a great defense player and defense coordinator. So they play very good defense. They're number one in third down defense. And I'm not sure where they're at in overall defense after this game, but I know they went into that as the number one third down defense in the NFL. So you've got to be sharp. You got to prepare and be sharp and eliminate the mistakes that we've had against a good deal. And then offensively, you get an explosive offense. They've got good running backs, and they've got good wide receivers and a good young quarterback. So you've got to make sure that you know when given opportunities, you take advantage of the opportunities there. Nothing different than what we just went through. You know, you don't want to have mistakes there.
We saw these guys twice in less than a month last year. What have you seen? Maybe different similarities that you've got to attack again to beat these guys Sunday night?
Well, they've got a new defensive coordinator, Burke, who's he does a nice job with that crew. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit different there, but very similar. I think they're healthy right now on the defensive side. So, and then offensively, again, relatively the same crew that you saw the last year. The quarterback's another year older, and he's very talented.
We'll let you go, but you can't ignore that you're 40-12 in December. I mean, that's amazing. And here we are, ready to attack December football. Thanks for being with us tonight.
All right, Mitch. Listen, hi to those redheads out there, and stay warm.
Yes, sir. Ready to attack December. That is head coach Andy Reid. Again, tonight we're in studio because of the inclement weather, but we'll be back with Matt Araiza, Chiefs punter. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
12:03 to go in the game. Chiefs lead 13-12. They have third down and goal to go at the 11.5-yard line of Houston. Three receivers to the right. Mahomes stepping up again, tries to throw. Light caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce owning this game. An 11-yard touchdown. Playoff Pat to playoff Kelce, and the Chiefs lead 19-12. Mahomes to Kelce for the 18th time in the postseason. That is the best quarterback to pass catcher duo in National Football League history.
And welcome back to this edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show again tonight. Our apologies. We were to be in Olathe at 151st Street and Black Bob, which is an awesome location. And we always have over 100 fans there. But couldn't be there tonight because of the weather in the Kansas City area. Big shout out to the Geeks, the Redcoaters, Reed's Redheads, hey, Paula, all the crew that usually comes every week. A reminder that Hy-Vee, though, is awesome to have for your location, for everything you need for the holidays. But this Kingdom Bundle is really cool. The fact that you can make, well, maybe you're going to go to somebody else's house and they want you to bring something. The Kingdom Meat Bundle has four burgers, four pork chops, four brats, four chicken breasts, all just $30. And you can score a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchased.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
So check it out. Tailgating or for your holiday party or your holiday family get-together, Hy-Vee is the place to go. Well, now on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, we're going to be joined by the Chiefs second-year punter who makes his first appearance on the show. Please welcome now Chiefs punter Matt Araiza. Matt, thanks for being with us tonight.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
The only regret I've got, Matt, is you're not at Olathe with all of the fans. They would be going nuts, and you'd get the full-fledged feel of what it's like to be a live guest at the Kingdom Show.
Yeah, it would have been fun. Unfortunately, the weather didn't agree with you.
And as a San Diegan, how are you handling the weather?
I'm kind of still like a little kid with it because I didn't have anything like this growing up. I rarely ever saw snow. So honestly, I really enjoy it. I might be in the minority there, but I think it's really cool.
Well, you've played in it. I mean, you played in the game. We've been playing highlights from the Houston divisional playoff win. Steve Spector, thanks to him for putting that together. But you got to play in the cold weather last year, so that had to be a little bit of a, no pun intended, cold slap in the face, punting the ball in the bad weather.
For sure. It gets really challenging, and kind of glad I had that first year of experience. Now I can kind of just look at it as a positive challenge and something I'm looking forward to test myself.
Well, you're perfect to have on tonight, and because you tied your career record, the game against Dallas, I thought you were outstanding. In fact, the notes I make during the game while calling the game is if the Chiefs were going to come back and win that game, you were going to be one of my lead stories because you had four punts inside the 20, but it's more than that. I really think the league, and I've been trying, Matt, to get this done, of having a separate column for punts inside the 10. You pin the Cowboys back at the 3 and the 4 and the 10. What about getting at that done? And I thought it might have been your best game yet as a Chief.
Well, thank you. That was a huge focus for me this offseason. Punting for the Chiefs, obviously with our offense and the change to the kickoff rules, you see a lot more short field punts. So that was a big focus of mine and was happy we were able to get it done as a unit. We had great, great gunner play, which helped out a lot. But it's always a good feeling given the defense that big of a field to work with.
It just feels like, Matt, gross punting, the average is an antiquated stat. That just feels like
100%.
I mean, that's not even a factor anymore. What about net punting and field position punting?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about both of them because a lot of it's situational. You know, if you play on one of the worst defense or offenses in the NFL, you're going to have a lot of open field punting, which can be more challenging, but then also you have the opportunity to have a bigger gross and a bigger net. So I don't think that tells the whole story. And then you could say the same thing about inside the 20 punts where, you know, if you rarely are punting from midfield, it's going to be tough to have a lot of punts inside the 20. I think the model that they should switch to would be net over expected or gross over expected. So you could take maybe the past 5 years of data for NFL punts and go, okay, from the minus 20 yard line over the past 10 years, what is the average gross and net been from there? And basically take stats like that for the year. That's kind of my pitch, but I don't think it'll change.
No, I love that though. And maybe there is going to be at least a movement toward that because that gives more of a realistic feel about the effect that a punter can have. Now, you mentioned that you worked on getting the technique of getting punts to be downed inside the 10. What did you do specifically in this offseason to lead you to a point of what you did on Thanksgiving against Dallas?
I added more clubs to the bag, and I've done a better job this year about kind of when to pull them out. Added some misdirection punts. Last year, I leaned heavily on my spiral punts, even once we were approaching midfield, which the tough thing about that is with those punts, you can't really control how the ball bounces. So let's say you're punting from the minus 42 and you're ideally you're trying to hit, you know, maybe a 4.8, 5 second hang time to the 10 yard line on the numbers, right? Where hopefully the gunner can go and either force a fair catch or maybe down the ball himself. But there's times where you can hit that ball and the ball bounces into the end zone just because, you know, it's a spiral punt. You can't really control it. So I've been able to hit the backspin punts from deeper positions, which has helped us. And like I said, the gunner play has been great. So that helps a lot, too.
Yeah, it's, again, Matt Ariza, the Chiefs punter, is our guest tonight. We have to be in studio because of the weather. We wanted to be at Olathe at 151st Street in Black Bob. We're getting Matt after arguably his best punting day ever with three punts inside the 10 against the Dallas Cowboys. More strategy here, and you mentioned the gunners. Now, you've had different gunners here. So what does it take to work in concert with your gunners? Because Coach Tobe has been looking for a consistent group. And, again, how much do you communicate with those guys during the week?
Yeah, it's been somewhat of a revolving door. I mean, it's pretty common for someone to be maybe our starting gunner. Then because of an injury, they're going to be playing a lot on offense or defense, and now that kind of goes out the window. But it's really just about us being on the same page, you know, about landmarks, direction. The direction of a punt helps the gunners out a lot. Hang time kind of helps more the interior guys get downfield. But I think probably one of the bigger keys is on those pooch punts where we're trying to pin them deep is just making sure that you get the ball to the numbers or outside, because typically the gunner is going to take an outside release and the corner is going to be kind of defending the inside. And so typically if you can get it outside the numbers, it should, you know, kind of fall right in front of the gunner. And yeah, that's what happened on Thanksgiving.
And I think most everyone knows, but we'll remind everyone, Matt, the gunners are the only guys that can release on the snap. Everybody else has to wait until the punt. And we have seen guys that have built careers being gunners. I think of Matthew Slater, the longtime New England Patriot, who might have been the best ever at it. But how much of an art form is it for those guys? You just mentioned how intricate it is, and you're like a pitcher in baseball. I mean, I can throw a cutter, a fastball, off speed. You're doing all that, which amazes me. But how much do the gunners also create their own world? It's like gladiators out there. They're one-on-one. People don't watch them. But how much do they have to work at their craft?
They're huge. I wish they would get more recognition. I've been telling them, man, take every opportunity you can to celebrate, because it's definitely an underappreciated position. They can, you know, when you're talking about, when you have a gunner that can consistently win one-on-one reps. Like Josh Williams has been great all year. If you single him up, he's going to beat you. I don't care who you have there. And then when he gets double teamed, there's been times where typically when we call it a vice, right? So when there's two corners on the gunner, typically, I mean, you can see gunners get bullied. You can see them get thrown into the bench because it's tough. You got two guys to beat. And it's been the opposite with him this year. And there's a rep where he's running downfield, pushing both guys down the field. And, you know, he's done a great job. So it's a tough task. Definitely being a gunner is not easy. But, yeah, I wish they got more recognition.
Again, Matt Arise, our guest tonight, the Chiefs punter. How much do you hold your breath to see who's going to be an active one? And two, how much do you root for guys? You're like Tobe. Like, you're rooting for guys to be active. Let's just take Josh Williams.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, if it was up to me, he would be up for the rest of the year. I hope he is. He helps out a lot. And I do think the gunner, like I said, the gunner position is super important. So I'll definitely make that case every day, but we do have good depth there, so not too concerned if we lose anyone. Porter has came in, done a great job getting those guys ready. We did a lot of work this off season, kind of, you know, communicating and seeing, you know, what are they feeling, what can I do to help them out and stuff like that. So, you know, we're ready to roll.
Porter's Coach Ellett, who of course helps Coach Tobe with the special teams. All right, while we're on the strategy segment, your snapper, James Winchester, right now is the highest-rated long snapper in the National Football League. How valuable is he to you?
He's great. He's so consistent and automatic, I don't even need to think about him on game day. So, and he's also been great in coverage this year, which has been awesome. Seeing some solo tackles, and he's made the returner bounce a couple times. So definitely super grateful to have him, not only as a player but as a leader. Veteran guy, he's been there, played in the big games, so he's definitely a great guy to have.
I mentioned you're like a pitcher because you mentioned all these punts and how you've changed your strategy and how you work it. How much is he like your catcher? Just to flip it, he's sending it back to you, but how much is he like you're telling James, hey, there's what I want to do this week against this team, and he tries to get you the ball in the perfect position?
Yeah, I mean, he's great. His biggest thing is he's kind of the captain of the protection. Mm-hmm. So he watches a ton of film on what the other team does rushing-wise. He'll go back and watch, let's say, a coordinator, you know, last year was on a different team. He'll be watching that team. He'll kind of scout the other coordinator in that unit for a while. But it's really tough. I wish the punt play got more coverage, and not even the punt itself, but the protection and the gunner play. I mean, it's a really interesting play when teams scheme up rushes and you have crossers and you have stacks and stuff like that. It's really interesting, and James does a great job at kind of keeping the whole unit together.
Yeah, one of these days somebody will start a fantasy league on just punting, on snappers and punters and gunners. But I want to ask you also about your personal protector, because Jaden Hicks got that job last year as a rookie. How important is that job, the guy that's closest to you?
It's huge. It's huge because does a little bit of both, right? So when we get a six box look, which means both of our gunners are vice, they're double teamed, he releases. So he kind of becomes a gunner. But then on, you know, eight box looks where the box is stacked, him and James have different responsibilities and stuff. So he's been phenomenal. He's definitely another one of those guys that I'm like, man, you know, I'm rooting for him. He helps us out a ton on defense. But I hope we don't lose him on special teams to him, you know, maybe playing too much on defense.
And I just love the way people are learning so much tonight about what it takes to execute a very good punt in the National Football League. Before we go to break, I want to ask you about holding and holding for Harrison Butker. Here's Winchester again trying to get you the ball. Now it's at 8 yards. It's not at 15. Here comes a little quicker. Now you've got a hold for him. What is that dynamic like?
Yeah, we have a lot of experience now together, so very comfortable with it. Something a lot of people don't know is in the National Football League, snappers have the ability on short snaps, right, so for field goals, to basically control where the laces are at, to maybe 80% accuracy. So he does a great job of getting me the laces exactly at 12 o'clock, and I rarely have to spin them. Then maybe even the better trait is when he does miss, that miss is consistent. So over these 2 years now, I have such a good just understanding of how he snaps and where his miss is and how to spin it and stuff like that, that it's just automatic now.
And how about working with Butt? Where does he want the ball? I mean, tell me about him, because he's had so many big kicks. He'll be in the Ring of Honor someday.
Absolutely. He's awesome. My favorite thing about him is as the pressure builds, he gets better and better. And as it gets colder, conditions get worse, it gets windier, games on the line, he just gets better and better. So that's super cool to see, super cool to work with. He is very specific with how he wants the ball held, but he's never that kicker that blames the hold or anything like that. He always takes full accountability and wants to, you know, make everything that I put down. But we do have a little bit of a system going where, you know, we can kind of communicate in our own language on basically what he wants, play the wind a little bit, stuff like that. But yeah, now in year two, it's pretty routine.
Again, Matt Arise is our guest tonight, and the punter for the Kansas City Chiefs, the holder. He just broke down everything from physics to geometry to, I don't know, strategy of punting the ball. But when we come back, there is more to this young man, this San Diegan who's trying to deal with this winter weather right now in Kansas City. Matt Arise is our guest. We'll be back with more from the Chiefs punter after this on Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight in studio on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Big play here, 3rd and 10 Texans at the Kansas City 13. Tight triangle left of Stroud on the far side of the field. Takes the snap on the near side. Waits, calls another, and now he's going to call a audible. Agumba Wale is his halfback left. Stroud takes the 3rd and 10 snap. Stepping up, he's engulfed and sacked again. Karlaftis is just eating this team alive, and that is the 8th sack by Kansas City.
Oh, would love to have that on Sunday night against C.J. Stroud, especially if George Karlaftis can get humming against this Texan team, which has won 4 games in a row. Again tonight, we are in studio because of the weather. We were to be at Olathe at the Hy-Vee there, 151st in Black Bob. Also, the Chiefs will look to get some takeaways in this game. The Chiefs are only 3 teams have fewer takeaways than we've got. But the takeaway sandwich is there. Of course, Ashton Gelati has been pumping that. The thin slice ham, fresh pulled pork, tender burn-ins, pepper jack cheese, Creole seasoning. Can't miss it. Get it. It's great for the holidays. Again, that is with the partnership with Zarda Barbecue and the folks at Hy-Vee. Plus, a portion of the proceeds from every sandwich sold will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. Our guest tonight is Chiefs punter Matt Arise, who grew up in the suburbs of San Diego and went to Rancho Bernardo High School, home of the Broncos. You got Bronco pride there, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. I spent some time this past offseason working with them, their specialists, and I'm just super grateful I had a really good high school experience with the great coaching staff. So, super, super grateful to have played there.
I like your logo. It's like a brand. It's like the backwards RB. It's like a ranch or something. What's the story of that?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. I have no clue. It just, I guess they made it and it stuck.
Let me say, there is a young lady that lives in town. Her maiden name was Hillary Young. Does that ring a name, Rancho Bernardo? She's now. Hillary Gunther is her married name, but she lives here in Kansas City. She's a business leader. She's so involved with a lot of things throughout our metro. She went to Rancho Bernardo High School. She was going to be there tonight. She was going to be there tonight at the show to meet you and wants to meet you sometime. So you guys are Broncos all the way.
That's cool. There's probably not many Broncos here in Kansas City.
Not many. And if they are, they're bundled up tonight with this weather. Your high school, though, is awesome. You guys have had so many athletes out of there. Currently, Alex Jackson, the catcher for the Twins, Cole Hamels.
Yep.
I mean, what about the number of athletes you've had come out of that high school?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we have one of the best baseball programs in Southern California. So they pump out a lot of guys. And from a football perspective, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Have a ton of great players that have come through there.
And Devon Vele, who played for the Broncos last year, now he's with New Orleans. Did you guys play high school ball together?
We did, yeah. He's a great guy, phenomenal athlete, and I'm super happy for him and all his success. You know, it was one of those weird things where last year he caught that crazy touchdown pass, and my first gut reaction was like, oh man, they scored a touchdown. I saw it was Devo, and I'm like, oh, okay, if it had to be anyone happy with him, he's just been great.
And Matt Araiza, Chiefs punter, went to Rancho Bernardo High School in the northeast suburbs up in the hills in San Diego. And again, just a great high school when you look at the tradition here. But your rival, I got an issue with you here, because my son's favorite player growing up was the late Tony Gwynn. He went to Poway High School. Mm. He's from Poway, mm-hmm. I should say. This is your big rival, Poway?
They are, yeah. I grew up in Poway, but closer to Rancho Bernardo, so I ended up going there.
Recruiting, but, NIL? Yeah. Did you get some NIL money?
No, not back then. Huge rivalry. I remember, I believe it was my junior year, we would always play rivalry week last week of the season, and we were both 9-0 going into that game. It was at Poway. They had to rent stands to put them in the end zone because so many people were coming. So we just had a bunch of great matchups with them. Then I was a soccer player growing up, played high school soccer, and those were big matchups too as well against Poway. Definitely a lot of committed a couple fouls back then, but it was fun playing them.
And Tony Gwynn Sr., the late Tony Gwynn Sr., the great Padre, the Mr. Padre, was living in Poway, and his son actually went to Poway High School. Were you a Padre fan growing up?
No, to be honest with you, I didn't like baseball. I was soccer through and through.
Okay.
Didn't like football either, to be honest with you. Just a Real Madrid fan, Mexico national team, USA national team. Definitely a soccer kid growing up.
EPL team, favorite?
Yeah, Manchester United.
Okay, man, you're a Man U guy. Okay, go Arsenal. Mm-hmm. But soccer, okay, so did you think about maybe being in MLS someday? Were you going to pursue that? And how did the whole football thing happen?
Yeah, for sure. That was the dream. The dream was to go play in the EPL, and I did have a lot of success growing up. I was an All-American. My team ended up making it to the final eight of club soccer. We had to win State Cup, and then we won regionals and then got invited to that. It was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and ended up leading the tournament in goals and all that stuff. But it's just the recruiting in this country from college perspective between football and soccer is just a huge gap. So once I started seeing so many more offers coming in for football, and financially the offers were much better, it kind of leaned me towards football. Then once I got to college and kind of fell in love with the craft, and then things changed a little bit. But definitely growing up, soccer was the goal.
But now an NFL punter and a good one. But you were also the place kicker for San Diego State. You went 22-26 one year? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was my redshirt freshman year. I had always liked punting more, to be honest with you. But that the way the seniors graduated in front of me, I got the chance to kick first. And that year kind of labeled me a kicker. And so it was tough to earn the punting job. It's pretty rare to do both in college. So I kicked 3 years in college and only got to punt once. But that one punting season was definitely the best part of my college career, and hence, you know, me being able to now play in the NFL.
Well, I guess it was big, because how big was it? You set an all-time NCAA record, a gross average of 51.19. You were the Ray Guy winner. That's the top punter in the nation. You won that award. Did your coach go, man, I should have had you been punting earlier for me? But how big and how important was it, and how much of an honor was it for you to get that award?
Yeah, it was an incredibly fun year. We had a great defense that year and weren't so good on offense, so we punted a lot. And and especially when you have a great defense and you punt a lot, you feel like you are a much bigger piece of the games. We had a great time just hitting bombs back then. I couldn't care less about hang time, direction, anything. I just hit the ball as far as I could, and we all sprinted downfield to go tackle the guy.
And you've had some big hits. You wanted to go get somebody. You were your own gunner.
Yeah, maybe my personal favorite stat about that year was I led special teams in tackles. So to me, I think that means a little bit more than everything else. That was something I was proud of.
I don't think a punter has ever done that, to lead special teams in tackles. We're going to let you go, Matt. Thanks for being with us. And I know your faith is very important to you. And it's such an important component of our team. I love our guys. Mm-hmm. I love what Marcellus does with us. But I know that's important to you as well.
Yeah, of course.
Well, thanks for being with us tonight, man. Go get them. Maybe you'll lead us in special teams tackles by the end of the year.
Hopefully not.
Well, thanks for being with us, Matt. And hey, Rancho Bernardo alums all over Kansas City, I guess. But again, our guest tonight, Matt Ariza, the Chiefs punter. And so thanks, Matt. We'll see you this week, buddy. Go get him.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll close out the show on this edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Tommy Townsend holds it. Fairbairn.
Blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the field goal. Picked up on the near sideline and hopping out of bounds with the football is Jaden Hicks. Last week it was the Texans to block a kick of the Chargers. This time the Chiefs keep the Texans off the scoreboard with a blocked field goal attempt.
And a big special teams play, and hopefully the Chiefs can get that as well against the Houston Texans coming up Sunday Night Football this week. Great dude, Matt Ariza. Great to have him on with us and get into the intricacies of punting and holding and just watch some of the videos of some of the shots he put on some returners when he was at San Diego State and, again, was the nation's best punter during his last year with the Aztecs. Hopefully you can get some takeaways, too. We talked about that earlier, and only the Giants, Washington's Commanders, and the Jets have less takeaways than the Chiefs. So hopefully the Chiefs can get that done, as well as make some – it's going to take all of that against this Houston team. Their defense is the best in the league in yards allowed. They and Denver seem to go back and forth in who's one and who's two in most of the defensive categories throughout the season. Incredible pass rush. They embarrassed the Buffalo Bills with Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. So here we go, folks. It is December. We'll end the show the way we started the show. On this first day of December, apologies to the folks not being at Olathe tonight, but you get the vibe. It's time for December football, and it's time for the Chiefs to attack the week, attack the month, and attack the Houston Texans. It won't be easy, but the Chiefs have done this before, time and time and time again with Andy Reid on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases, while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.